It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kevin Hurst. He is the Director of Students for USU Eastern. Now, spring semester is going to start a little later this year than it usually does. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what the school will look like when the students come back in mid-January, some of the things that are going to ramp up. Plus, we're going to get maybe some sports from the USU Eastern in late January. So, Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about, as a director of students, what kind of do you cover there? What's your realm there?
Yeah, so I oversee all of our student affairs and student engagement offerings and activities. Have a lot of wonderful people I work with who really do the heavy lifting, but that's kind of what I oversee.
So this is right in your wheelhouse then. Talking about students. Now, what you guys did this year is spring semester is going to start later, right?
Yeah, so we've had to make some adjustments because of COVID and the pandemic. We made several adjustments in fall that have worked out very well, and so plan to continue those adjustments as far as class and offerings in the spring. And then we've adjusted our academic schedule a little bit. So we're going to start classes after Martin Luther King, so the 19th of January. We're going to remove spring break to eliminate a time of travel, and then we'll end at the same time. And so the spring break, in essence, will roll into January, and it'll be a late start versus having a spring break.
And still having that spring break. So you usually start right around the second week in January, right?
Yeah, we were slated to start January 11th, but pushed it back a week.
And so what that'll do is it'll give the kids some time to get back on campus, to get kind of acclimated, get everything ready and rolling, and then going back to classes. Now, you were saying that this semester as well, spring semester, will be kind of more of the same as it's been this semester, whereas for the most part, with the exception of before Thanksgiving break, it was hybrid classes. So discuss what hybrid classes are.
Yeah, it's a wide variety of course offerings. We do have some face-to-face courses with social distancing in the classroom. We have some hybrid courses, which are some face-to-face, some online. We have some virtual courses. We have some interactive video conference courses. We call it IVC. And so a wide variety of options for students to take courses and get their education.
And, you know, the other great thing that we're kind of looking forward to is the sports season will start up in January as well. And that is like men's, women's basketball will start up in January. So we're looking forward to that as well. That'll bring a lot of people to campus too. So that'll be fun to see and fun to get back at it.
Yeah, always excited to have our athletics rolling, and unfortunately we weren't able to have a season this fall, but all those seasons have been pushed to spring, and so we're going to have a pretty busy spring season as far as athletics go, and excited to cheer the Eagles on.
So let's talk, when does fall semester end in December?
Yeah, so our students are in the process of preparing for finals. And we wrap up on December 18th.
And so then that will get them out. So then they're going to have just barely over a month before they're back on campus. And they haven't really been on campus, correct?
Yeah, so most of our students have transitioned to online. Well, all our classes have transitioned online. We do have a handful of students still on campus based on circumstances, but the majority of our students have gone home or completing the fall semester in an online format. And so we're hoping to have them come back. We'll open campus again around January 11th. That'll give them a week to transition back to campus. And then we'll begin coursework the following week.
And get right back at it. And hopefully hopefully those sporting programs can start. I know the theater had to put a lot on hold. The first half of their season put that one show on hold. And it will be starting in January, too, when they come back. They're hoping to get back at that.
Yeah, a lot of adaptions and changes as far as offerings to students, but I've been very impressed with the people in charge of those functions. Our director of student life has just done wonderful things with her student leadership team to transition to activities that are virtual and engagement that's a little bit more of a virtual format. So still have a wonderful activity. They did a high-stakes bingo that I thought was a lot of fun and did that virtually, and the students really enjoyed participating in those type of activities. They did a Build-A-Bear kind of event where students could come pick up the supplies and build the bear, and they could either keep it themselves or donate it. So some really cool things happening, even though the pandemic is upon us.
Just to kind of keep people involved and give that little bit of a little bit of a social aspect to it. All right, so we've got all that coming up. Classes will end December 18th and start up again January 19th. And then they will roll until graduation is going to be looking like the first week in May. That's usually when it is.
Yep, we're looking at May 6th and 7th.
Okay, so plenty of great things that are going to be happening. Get back to some normalcy on campus up at USU when things start back up again. Kevin Hurst, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave, again for having me on, and go Eagles.
Exactly. Go Eagles. Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.